Welcome to Time of Conflict. This is a quick and dirty demonstration on the basics of Time of Conflict. I'd like to get people up and running on the game as fast as possible. I'm going to use probably 13 or 14 keystrokes initially, and then add some, well, not more complex, just add a few more keystrokes to the mix as I progress. This will be about an hour long. We'll see how long it really lasts. And when you finish this tutorial, you should be able to play it, a game of Time of Conflict with no problem at all. Okay, we're in the main menu. The main menu has things like allows you to create a new game, or you can load a game that you've previously played, or at least started playing.
List box, slow game, the movement item, press the arrow keys.
And that's that selection.
Help.
Help is interesting. It's got a text manual. It also has help in HTML format. It also has a sound reference, which I'm going to go back to a little later when you have a feel for what the game does. You have the key edit file. This allows you to redefine keystrokes if they're inconvenient or you don't particularly like those ones. And you have the about, which just gives you the version number and other information like that.
Options.
Options allows you to set up Time of Conflict exactly the way you want it. Well, maybe not exactly, but it has a lot of parameters. I think there's a couple of dozen different things you can set. This is where you would set whether you want to use JAWS or WindowEyes or MS SAPI or System Access. Can turn off and on different sounds that you may find useful or annoying. It also controls the verbosity of the game. It will speak a lot. And sometimes it's too much, so this will allow you to control that.
Map builder.
Map Builder is interesting in that the game Time of Conflict allows you to create your own maps or your own game board. It's pretty easy to use. There's a few keystrokes, but it's got context-sensitive menus, so it should be pretty straightforward to create a map. And if you read through the section, I think you'll have no problem at all. Quit will take you totally out of Time of Conflict. This is different than quit while you're the Q key while you're playing. I'm not going to go through every menu selection. It's all in the help. But what I'd like to do is go through one game. Okay, let's start.
Home. Enter map type, list box, campaign, the movement item, press the arrow keys.
Okay, we're going to use the largest map size. Campaign is the top one. You can also use custom-made maps. These are maps that have been made ahead of time, either by yourself or by other users or by GMA. I would suggest that you not use the custom maps. Probably until you've played two or three good-sized games in Time of Conflict. They're a little more difficult, a little more challenging. You do not control the expertise level or your difficulty level. So I would say hold off on it. They're really a lot of fun to play, but learn the game first and then move on. Okay, we're going to select campaign.
Enter, skill level, list box, bring them on, the movement item, press the arrow keys.
Bring 'em on is the middle level. It's what the game is set for, average difficulty. It has two easier levels and two harder levels. These control the artificial intelligence of the computer when you play. Also, it controls how many free moves you're given or free moves the computer's given at the beginning of the game. The easiest level, the computer is lets you have I think 10 or 15 free moves before it starts thinking.
List box. So the W added bad so far. The move to the knight. Bring him on.
Okay, let's select bring him on.
Effort. Land versus C battle types. List box. Random battle type. The move to the knight and press the arrow key. List box. C battle.
This menu controls how much land vis-a-vis C that you'll be that you'll have on your map. I'm going to make it a C map. I find the C maps the most interesting. You've got to deploy troop carriers and move your troops from island to island when you attack, and it just adds a little more texture to the game.
Enter mirror map dialog. To make the initial world map more fair, would you like your side of the map to mirror the enemy side? Yes button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus Y.
I won't go into great detail about this question, but a mirror map allows you and the computer to have the exact same configuration, the same islands. So the map is mirrored from one side to the next. And the computer doesn't have an advantage over you, or you don't have an advantage over the computer. This is the one to play.
Name dialog. Please enter a name for the land, colon. Please enter a name for the land, colon. Edit. Perfect land. Type and text.
Okay. The game has started. We've got a city created. It's asking us for the land, the initial land that we're on. I don't know if we're on a tiny little island or a huge landmass. So I'm going to give it a temporary name, and then I'll decide later.
T-E-M-P-space-M-A-M-E. Enter time of conflict dash registered the David Greenwood dialogue. The navigate news tab. City, your new city at 84, 55 attempt name. There is water from the northwest and north. Name dialogue. Name of city, edit city, type of text.
Okay, it looks like this the city's created, and it's on land, but it's also on a body of water. So we can pretty well create any unit we want here. To give it a name, I'm gonna hold off on giving it a name. I'm just gonna call it capital.
C-A-P-I-T-A-L.
Until I decide where we are.
Enter city at 84, 55. What would you like to produce? Time of conflict dash register the David Greenwood dialogue. The navigate news tab. Infantry. Select dialogue. What would you like to produce? List box. Infantry. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Okay, it's asking us to decide on what to produce in the city. I'm going to select infantry. This is probably the best thing to select initially, because only infantry can take cities. And so you can only expand if you have infantry. So let's start there.
Time of conflict dash register the David Greenwood dialog. The navigate news tab. C colon backslash users backslash David backslash documents backslash conflict backslash 2010 dash by dash 19 campaign C3.SF. Enter file name for saving game dialog. File name edit. C colon backslash users backslash David backslash documents backslash conflict back.
Okay, I'm gonna, if the sound cuts off quite often, I'm going to hit the control key to interrupt the speaking, just so that we don't have to hear things several times, and we don't need all the information that's spoken. So that's something that you'll probably learn to do very quickly. And what it's asking for is the name of the save file that saves the game every turn. So I'm just going to call it test.
T-E-S-T.
Test 1.
1. Time 0. Time of conflict dash register the David Greenwood dialog. The navigate news tab. Time 1. Time 2. Time 3. Time 4. Time 5. Your infantry at 84. 55. Within your city of capital. Idle. One move remaining. Location land attempt name. There is land from the northeast.
Okay. A few things happened here. The marching sound is tells you the marching of time. Whenever the time moves at an interval, you'll hear that marching sound. We actually went through five time intervals, actually six, and we've produced one infantry. It takes six turns to create your first infantry and five for every other infantry after that. And this is true for any new city. It always takes longer to build your first unit than second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on. Okay, now the first thing I'd like to show you is how to easily find other cities. There's a key that's called the roaming key. It's an R key by default. You hit that key and the piece will go around looking for unexplored territory, looking for cities or enemies or whatever. It's just moving randomly. So, well, that's not necessarily true. It's moving to territory that it has not explored yet. Okay, let's hit the R key, and we'll look for some cities. We really need cities so that we can start producing and expanding our forces.
Auto input for center Roman, time 6, time 7, time 8, time 9, time 10, your input for stage 4, 55, within your city or capital, I will one move remaining, location land is empty, there is land from the northeast to west.
Okay, we've got that infantry, he's moved 5 turns, 5 time units, and we've created another infantry in the city. As I mentioned, infantry is created every five time periods. So what I can do with this guy is hit the R key again, and it will start roaming for looking for other cities.
Your request is set to Roman, time 11, time 12. Your request has been not climbed uncharted territory, catch Roman cancel. Your request is at 84, 53. Idle, one move remaining. Location land is empty. Blocked by water. There is land from the northwest to east.
Okay, what has happened is we have ended up on a little island. Only one city. And we've created 2 infantry units. Now we're a little stuck here. We have no way of getting off at the moment. So what I would like to do is change the production on the city so that we can start moving to other islands. We'll move these 2 infantry we create to another island. So right now, let's change production.
Tab, your infantry at 84, 53. Tab, your infantry at 84, 53. Idle, one move remaining. Location land is empty.
Okay, I'm going to move this infantry back to the city. And it doesn't need to explore anymore. And in the city, it will sit there and wait until I build a troop transport. So here's another keystroke. It's the F key, and what it stands for is from. The other side of this command is the T key, which is to. So if you want to move a unit from one place to another, you put the F on the unit, hit the F on the unit, and press T where you would like the unit to move to. So F on the infantry.
Move the desired destination and press T.
Now we've got to find the city. I'm going to cheat here a little bit and give you a keystroke that I hadn't planned to, just to move things along here. It's the name search. I could actually just move the cursor around a little bit. Like
L, land at 85, 53, attempt name. L, your infantry at 86, 53. Row I, land at 86, 54, attempt name. L, land at 87, L, land at 88, 54. L, name dialog. Please enter a name for the body of water, colon. Please enter a name for the body of water, colon. Edit, promptly see, type and text.
Okay, I was moving the cursor around, and I couldn't find the city just by moving around the board. But what I did do was go off the edge of the land and put the cursor over the water. Now it wants me to name it. I'm going to call this body of water Atlantic Ocean.
A-T-L-A-N-T-I-C space O-T-E-A-N. Enter. Time of conflict. Match register. The David Greenwood dialogue. The navigate news app. Water at 89. 54 in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, now the name search. This is the easiest way to get to a named unit. So press N.
And time of conflict dialog. Search for colon. Search for colon edit. Type of text.
And we're looking for the capital city. Now, you don't need to spell the whole thing out, capital city. I can just type in cap.
C A P. Enter your city or capital at 84, 55.
Okay, there it is. Now, I pressed the F on the infantry unit a minute ago. And now I'm going to press the T key on the capital city. This will get the infantry moving to the city.
T hat center your infantry. Time 13. Your infantry has not climbed uncharted territory. That's Roman cancel. Your infantry at 86, 53. Idle, one move remaining. Location land is empty. Blocked by water. There is land from the west and northeast.
We've got another infantry unit that has nothing to do, and so we're going to move that to the capital city as well.
F, move the desired destination and press T. M, time of conflict dialog, search for colon, edit, type of text, C, A, T, enter, time of conflict, dash, register, the David Greenwood dialog, the Navigate News app, your city of capital at 84, 55, enter.
Okay, we've located our cursor on the capital city. I'm going to hit the T key.
Time 14, to infantry at 84, 55, within your city of capital, idle, one move remaining, location land in temp name, there is land from the northeast to west. J, land at 8L, your city of capital at 84, 55, contains two infantry units, will produce an infantry in one move, location land in temp name.
Okay, what I just did, I just moved to left of the city and then right back over the city again, and it changed the focus from the infantry that was in the city to the city itself. Now this is the quick and dirty way of getting into the city so that you can find out information about it. There are keystrokes that will do that directly, but we can add those on later on. Now the tab key gives you information on a unit. So let's say if I press the tab key on the city, let's see what it says.
Your city of capital at 84, 55, contains two infantry units, will produce an infantry in one move, location land attempt name.
Okay, it's given us a little information. If I had pressed the tab key on one of the infantry units, it would have given more information about the infantry as well, where it's moving to, its hit points. Well, its hit points are always one. It's either one or dead. Well, several other pieces of information. But let's just move on here.
Case, your infantry at 84, 55, within your city of capital, idle, one move remaining, location land to temp name.
Okay, let's put this infantry unit to sleep. Now you press the S key, and that puts it on sleep or sentry, if you like. I guess sentry sounds a little more official. So, just press the S key.
One unit of incentive sentry, time 15, your infantry at 84, 55, within your city of capital, Iowa, one move remaining, location land attempt name, there is land from the northeast to west.
Okay, we have just created another infantry unit. What I would like to do before I put the unit on sentry is to change production. I had forgotten to do that. So I'm going to press the P key for production.
P, change production dialog. City colon capital is currently producing infantry. Any part of this unit being built will be lost. Go ahead anyway. Yes button to activate. Press city at 84, 55. What would you like to produce? Select dialog. What would you like to produce? List box. Infantry. The move to an item. Press the arrow keys. Armor. Fighter. Destroyer. Submarine. Troop transport. Aircraft carrier. Battleship.
Okay, those are all the units that we could create. I'll arrow to the troop carrier, because we really got to get these troops off and exploring new lands.
Aircraft carrier, troop transport.
Okay, I'm going to hit enter.
Your infantry at 84, 55, within your city of capital, idle, one move remaining, location land attempt name, there is land from the northeast to west, time of conflict, dash registered, the David Greenwood dialogue, the Navigate News app.
Okay, I'll press the tab key again, because it's located on the infantry unit, just to show you what information might be displayed.
Tab, your infantry at 84, 55, within your city of capital, idle, one move remaining, location land attempt name.
Okay, not too much information. Let's put it to sleep. Again, the S key.
One unit of incentive sentry, your infantry at 84, 55, within your city of capital, idle, one move remaining, location land attempt name, there is land from the northeast to west.
Okay, we've got another infantry unit there, and I'll put that to sleep as well. What's going to happen is we're going to start producing, as soon as I put this guy to sleep, it's going to start producing, working on the troop transport. And so it's going to march on for a little while. I'm going to pause the game so you don't have to listen to it, but it takes about somewhere over 30 turns, time units, to produce a transport, so we don't want to necessarily sit and listen to it marching here. But here we go. Okay, it's done its thing. a troop transport has been created. It's asking us to give it a name. So let's give it some name that sounds like a ship. I'm going to call it HMS
HMS Space
Intrepid.
INTRE PID Entered. Time of conflict has registered the David Greenwood dialogue. The navigate use app. Your troop transport HMS Intrepid at 84:55. Within your city of capital, idle. 2 moves remaining. Location land to Tempain. There is water from the northwest to north.
Okay, it's asking us to do something with it. I'm going to show you a few more keystrokes while we're before we move this. The first one is the applications keystroke. That's the one, it's usually just to the right of your control, it's to the right of your space bar, about 2 keys normally. So you have your space bar, and then to the right of that your alt key, and then your applications key. It's not always there, but that's most of the time that's where I've seen it. If you prefer, you could hit the F10 key. It does exactly the same thing. It gives you context-sensitive commands. So let's press that and.
Applications list box move through transport to move to an item. Press the arrow keys.
Okay, we've got all sorts of options that are allowed at this point. I'm not going to describe all of them because some of them are beyond where I'd like to take you at this point. But let's start at the first one, the move. Move the troop transport. That's pretty straightforward. It will produce a menu of north, south, east, west, northeast, north, south, and so on. And you can just select from a menu. Now there are, of course, keystrokes that are attached to all of these. I personally don't use the context-sensitive menu at all, other than maybe to get at the options. Occasionally, or to give the computer some free moves. But it's available, and I suggest using it when you first get started just to learn the keystrokes and learn what you can do at any particular time. So we can move the troop transport. Next thing is.
Set path of troop transport left there, then right there, and F to move when I can press the arrow keys.
I've showed you this. This is where you would put the F key. Hit the F key on the troop transport, and then the T key where you would want it to go, and that's useful.
Set following for troop transport left there, then right there. Control dash F.
I'd like to skip this one at the moment, but this is how you can create convoys.
Set random movement left there, then right there. Troop transport left there, then right there. Control dash R.
And this is this allows you to move your troop transport randomly. It will just randomly move around the board. It's different than roaming. Roaming is only looking for unexplored land. Random is good when you want units to be on patrol. So if you've got a land mass, you may want 5 or 10 of your armored units patrolling your land mass, and just making sure there's no enemy incursions.
Set direction left there, by right there.
You can actually set the direction of a unit so that it will just go north or northeast or northwest until it hits an obstacle. And this will also pop up with the 8 cardinal directions.
Set route transport the roaming bar.
We've discussed roaming.
Skip move or troop transport left there and right there in space.
We haven't talked about this. Sometimes you'll want to not move a unit for that turn. You don't want to put it to sleep. That one turn, you just don't want it to do anything. So you can hit the space key and you'll move on to the next unit.
Wake up troop transport, W.
Wake up is the opposite of sentry. This is one way. There are several ways to wake up a unit. Most of them are beyond your control. When a unit meets up with an enemy unit, it will wake up. When it troop transport will wake up once it's full of troops. Same with aircraft carriers when they're filled with fighter jets. When you're attacked, you'll wake up. I think there's a few other situations as well.
Wake up contents of troop transport, ship-W.
And this is, I'll leave for the time being, but you can actually wake up every unit within a unit.
Set contents to sentry shift dash S.
And this is the counterpart.
Move unit equal left parent K right parent K.
Okay, this is a very important key. Let's get out of this context sensitive help menu for a second.
Escape time of conflict dash register the David Greenwood dialog to navigate use tab.
There are the direction keystrokes I haven't really discussed. You can use the four arrow keys, but that only limits you to four directions, and that's not really enough most of the time. Now, the K key on your keyboard is in the center of the direction keys. So if you want to go up or north, you press the key that is up above the K key. So the I key would send your cursor to the north. So I'm in the city now. I'm going to hit the I key.
I water at 84, 56 in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, there's some water right above my north of the city.
Comma, your city of capital at 84, 55. Contains three infantry units, one troop transport. Will produce a troop transport in 30 moves. Location land attempt name.
Okay, I pressed the comma, and that was just south of the city. That sent us the cursor south of the city.
Comma, land at 84, 54 attempt name.
Now I'm going to go. I'm directly south of the city now. I'm going to go just to the right of south, so that would be southeast of the city. And I'm going to hit the L key just to go right one cell.
L land at 85, 54 attempt name.
We still haven't named this country yet. We should do that.
I land at 85, 55 attempt name.
Okay, and I've just moved north, so I'm just to the east of the city right now. I'm just moving around the city. Now you can use the numpad as well. The numpad 5 is the same as the K key, and all the keys surrounding the numpad keys will give you your north, south, east, west, northeast, and so forth.
Your city of capital at 84, 55. Contains three infantry units, one troop transport. Will produce a troop transport in 30 moves. Location land attempt name.
Okay, so we're back on the city. So I went south, then I went east, then I went north, and then I went west, and I'm back at the city. Now, if
30
I'm.
seconds.
That 30 you just heard was 30 seconds left before the time interval is over. If everything is done, if you've addressed every one of your units, or each of its units knows what to do, the time interval will move forward on its own. Otherwise, you've got a period of time, and it's based on how many units are on the board, what difficulty level you've selected, and the size of the map. But right now, I've let that time period go by. I paused the recording, and now we're one time interval later. Okay, now I was started talking about the K key. I really haven't told you what it was about, other than the direction keys are all around the K key. The K key has several forms. There's Control K, Shift K, and I'm not going to get into that right at the moment. But the most important is just the K key itself. If, let's say, I'm wandering around, I'm going to go west a little bit.
J, land at 83. J, water at 82. 55 in the Atlantic Ocean. J, uncharted at 81. 55.
Okay, I've moved west into uncharted territory. We have no idea what's out there. Now, if I want to get back to the unit that the computer thinks I should be working on, I can hit the K key.
Thanks. Your troop transport HMS Intrepid at 84. 55. Within your city of capital, idle. Two moves remaining. Location land attempt name. There is water from the northwest and north.
Okay, so we've moved back to the troop transport. The computer wants us to do something with it, either put it on sentry, get it moving, whatever. I'd like to show you how to move pieces manually. We've looked at the automatic movement of units using the F and T, but sometimes you need to manually move units. Not too often, but definitely when you're maneuvering in tight spots, or if you like to take a city. So you hit the control key and a direction key, and that will move your unit. So I'm going to hit Control I.
Control I, select size of load dialog. Enter the number of infantry you would like your troop transport HMS Intrepid to take from your city of capital at 84.55. Enter the number of infantry you would like your troop transport HMS Intrepid to take from your city of capital at 84.55. Edit 3, type of text.
Okay, what it was telling us is that, or actually asking us, is you're moving out of the city. It's a troop transport, and there are troops in the city. It's asking us, how many do we want to put on? It's given us a number of 3, because that's all there is. A troop transport can hold up to 3 infantry units. It can hold up to 6 infantry units, or up to 3 armored units, or any combination. So if you had 2 armored units, you could only hold 2 infantry. 1 armored unit, 4 infantry. I'm going to just accept the 3 units and go from there.
Enter. 1 move left. Your city of capital to the south. There is land from the northeast to southwest. Time of conflict dash registered. The David Greenwood dialogue. The navigate use tag.
Now, it gave us information of what is around us. If you forget this, you can always hit the A key, and what that stands is for adjacent area. So, A.
A, your city of capital to the south. There is land from the northeast to southwest.
So there's land from the northeast to the southwest. So that's off to the right and up one. And let's go.
A, your city of capital to the south. There is land from the northeast to southwest.
And the land goes all the way around clockwise and then to the southwest. So it's all open north, northwest, and west. Now we've got to decide where we want to go. Since we don't know what the world contains, we've got to guess which direction we may find land. We could do that randomly. We could just put the ship on, hit R on the troop transport, and it would randomly move around. But probably it has more chance of finding land if we really think about it. Let's look again where in on the map it's located.
Tab. Your troop transport HMS Intrepid at 84.56. Contains 3 infantry units. Idle. 1 move remaining. Location water in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, it's told us we were at 84.56. Now, this campaign map is actually 90 wide and 72 tall or high. So it looks like we're in the top right-hand corner or the northeast corner. So if we wanted to have the highest chance of finding new land, probably we'd want to go either west or south or southwest. Now, to go south, we'd have to go right around the island, which isn't a big deal. Let's do that. So I'm going to hit the F key on the troop transport.
F, move the desired destination and press key.
And I'm going to move the cursor around. Actually, I'm going to move it directly south.
Your city of capital at 84, land at 84, land at 84, water at 84, 52 in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, you notice I've moved right over the land. Now I'm south of the land.
Uncharted at 84, 51. Uncharted at 84, 50.
Okay, I'm moving into uncharted territory. I have no idea what's there, but let's just keep going south.
Uncharted at 84, 49. Uncharted at 84, 48. M, uncharted at 83, 47. M, uncharted at 82, 40. M, uncharted at 81. M, uncharted at 8. M, uncharted at 67, 31.
Okay, I'm going to make a guess that somewhere around here, or between where the troop transport is and this point I've located my cursor at, we're going to find some land. So I'm going to hit the T key.
Key at center of troop transport HMS Intrepid. Time 53, time 54, time 55, time 56, time 57, time 58, time 59, time 60, time 61. Your food transportation message driven at 6731. Contains 3 infantry units. I one move remaining. Location water in Atlantic Ocean. There is land to the southeast.
Okay, this is interesting. We've come across some land. Now, a few things happened. You noticed the marching sound, the time interval. We went through, I don't know, maybe 10 time intervals here. Before the troop transport has found the land. Now, if you noticed, I put the F key on the troop transport, and between where the troop transport was and where it is now was a landmass. The F and the T key are very, very powerful commands. You'll be using them all the time. And what they do is they, if you can't go there directly, it works out a way of getting around. So it has it navigated or maneuvered the boat or the ship right around the our little landmass, and then I had it moved to the T position that I had marked, and I'm not sure if it got all the way to the T position. I can't remember the number, but it has encountered some land, so that's what we wanted in any event. So let's get some of these guys onto the new land. Now, I'm going to cheat and use a keystroke that I said I wouldn't use, but just to speed things up. But let's look left of the boat.
J, water at 6631 in Atlantic Ocean. L, your troop transportation message threaded at 6731. Contains 3 infantry units. I, one move remaining. Location water in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, I'm going to use the Shift W key. This will wake up every unit on the troop transport.
3 units have been awakened.
Okay, now we've awakened all the infantry on the troop transport. Let's see, I can hit the K key and see what it wants us to look at next.
Hey, your group transport HMS is threatened at 6731. Contains 3 infantry units. I got one move remaining. Location water in Atlantic Ocean. There is land to the southeast.
Okay, there's land to the southeast, but that isn't really great for us because we got 3 infantry units and it'll take, you know, 3 turns just to get the units off. So let's go south.
Combat water at 6730 in Atlantic Ocean. Hey, your group transport HMS is present at 6731.
Control comma will get us south. Control down arrow or control 2 on the keypad.
Your infantry at 6730. Idle, one move remaining within your group transport HMS is present. Location water in Atlantic Ocean. There is land from the east to south.
I'm going to set this infantry unit on roaming.
Your infantry set to roaming. Your infantry at 6730. Idle, one move remaining within your troop transport HMS Intrepid. Location water in Atlantic Ocean. Your infantry to the southeast. There is land from the east to south. Your infantry set to roaming. Your infantry at 6730. Idle, one move remaining within your troop transport HMS Intrepid. Location water in Atlantic Ocean. Your infantry to the east and your infantry to the southeast. There is land from the east to south. Your infantry set to roaming. Time 66. Your troop transport HMS Intrepid at 6730. Idle, two move remaining. Location water in Atlantic Ocean. There is land from the east to south.
Now we've got a decision at this point. We could send the troop transport back to the island we just left. The island we just left, we left it still producing troop transports. So that doesn't seem to make much sense unless we start creating infantry. But this land, I'm going to hope that it has a few more than one city. So let's do some exploring. Maybe I'll keep the troop transport here for a little bit. So I'm going to put it to sleep. Now, it's important to remember what you put to sleep, and there's ways of finding out, which I won't go into here. But so, in the meantime, let's just remember.
One minute of the sentry. Time 67, time 68, time 69, time 70, time 71, time 72, time 73, time 74. Precinct to the northeast, precinct to the south. Your infantry awakens. Your infantry at 76. 21. Roaming. One move remaining. Name dialogue. Please enter a name for the land colon. Please enter a name for the land colon. Edit for the land. Type of text.
Okay, it looks like we found a couple of free cities that we can capture. Now, there's no cost for an infantry to capture a free city. It's it just walks in and takes it over and starts production. Enemy cities, well, it could be well defended. It may be moderately defended. But so right now we have to name this landmass, though. It's asking us to give it a name. I don't feel very creative right at the moment, so I'm going to call it Newfoundland.
N-E-W.
Oh, I'll get rid of the spaces.
F-O-U-N-D-D.
Oh, no double D's.
D-L-A-N-D. Enter location map to Newfoundland. Time of conflict match register for David Greenwood dialogue. The navigate news tab. Tab. Your infantry of 76. 21. Roman. One move remaining. Location map to Newfoundland.
Okay, let's see what's blocking this unit.
A. Free city to the northeast and free city to the south. All land.
Okay, we can go south to a free city or northeast. Let's go south. I'm going to hit the control and comma key.
Free city occupied by your infantry at 76. 20. Your new city at 76. 20 in Newfoundland. All land. Name dialogue. Name of city. Edit. City. Type of text.
Okay, it looks like it's all land. I'm going to call it, not that I'm vain, but I'm going to call it Davidsland. Or let's see, no, that's not good. In Newfoundland, there's a city called Cornerbrook.
Cornerbrook.
Now, hopefully there's not too many cities here because I'm going to run out of names that I can remember in Newfoundland.
Enter city of 76, 20. What would you like to produce? Select dialogue. What would you like to produce? List box. Infantry. The move to an item. Press the arrow keys.
I'm going to produce infantry here.
I. Time of conflict. Match register. The day of Greenwood dialogue. The navigate news tab. Time 75. Free city to the southwest. Your infantry awakens. Your infantry at 70, 20. Roman. One move remaining. Location land in Newfoundland.
We've got another city that we can take. It's to the southwest. I'm going to hit Control M, and that since that's to the, it's below and to the left of the K key.
Control M. Free city occupied by your infantry at 69, 19. Your new city at 69, 19 in Newfoundland. There is water from the southwest to west. Name dialogue. Name of city, edit, city, type of text.
Okay, it's on the water, which is great because we need to produce some more ships here. So I'm going to call this St. John's.
Type of text. S. T. Space. J. O. H. N. S. Enter. City of 69. 19. What would you like to produce? Time of conflict. Dash register. The David Greenwood dialogue. The navigate news app. Select dialogue. What would you like to produce? List box. Infantry. The move to an item. Press the arrow keys.
Let's produce. What we need to do really at this point is explore. Troop transports are a little expensive for exploration, so I'm going to create a destroyer. So.
The destroyer. Time of conflict, dash register, the David Greenwood dialogue, the navigate news app, your infantry at 76, 20, within your city of Cornerbrook, Iowa, one move remaining, location land in Newfoundland, all land.
Let's set this infantry unit to roaming. We still haven't explored this whole island. We have no idea what size it is.
Your infantry is roaming. Time 76. Your infantry at 69, 19. Within your city of St. John's, Iowa, one move remaining. Location land in Newfoundland. There is land from the northwest to south. Your infantry is roaming. Time 77. Time 78. Time 79. Time 80. Your infantry at 76, 20. Within your city of Cornerbrook, Iowa, one move remaining. Location land in Newfoundland. All land.
Okay, now we're progressing here. I think I might take a break and show you what all these sounds are we're listening to, what they mean. Everything other than the music is there for a purpose. So let's take a look. And to get to the help menu, you can hit the applications key.
Applications, list box, move infantry, the move to an item, press the list, set, skip, wait, move unit info, exit off, info on name, curve, unit list, adjacent there, memory, help.
I could have just hit the H, that would have got me there right away, but anyway.
Enter help menu list box help to move to an item. Press the arrow keys. List box manual and notepad to move to an item. Sound reference. Edit keys not on your file. About time of conflict.
That's the help menu.
Edit keys not sound reference.
Okay, sound reference.
Effort, multi select list box, enemy next to current unit to move the item, use the arrow keys.
If you ever hear that ricochet sound when your unit is focused, that indicates that there is an enemy adjacent to you. Free cities also give you that same sound, so that you may have heard it a few times already this game. Infantry cannot be damaged. It is either killed or it's totally alive. It only has one hit point. Most of the ships can be damaged, or actually all of them can be. Armor can be damaged. Fighters and infantry are the only ones. They have one hit point each, so that you'll never hear this sound on either of those units.
There are other units within this unit or city.
When a city contains, if you move to a city and it contains other units, you'll hear that sound. If you move to a troop transport and it contains units, you'll hear that sound. And it just indicates that one unit contains other units.
This unit is within another unit or city.
Now, if the computer moves you to an infantry unit and it's within the city, you'll hear that squirting noise, I guess it sounds like.
This unit has a move left for each sound.
Okay, when the computer moves to a new unit, it's going to give you a list of a series of these sounds. This is how many moves you have in this time interval. Infantry only has one move per time interval, so you'll just hear that thump once. Again.
This unit is within another unit, or this unit has a move left for each sound.
Did you hear that little thump sound?
That sounds of unit moving.
Now, that higher sound, thump sound, is when a unit moves. You might have noticed when we set the troop transport on its way in exploring for new land, it kept on giving series of two clicks. Again, I'll do that sound again. That click sound. And since troop transports move two cells per turn, you heard, or two times per time interval, you heard click, 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 click as it moved along. If you have many, many pieces moving at the same time, there might be a long, long string of these sounds. And this will give you an indication of that the computer is working and what it's doing.
Successful operation.
That sound just indicates that whatever you did, put a unit to sleep, got it moving, set it from to, whatever, that it worked. It's just to give you a little bit of feedback.
Yes, sir. This unit has a text mode attached.
Okay. To interrupt the marching sound, I move to the next sound. But marching sounds you've heard quite often. It'll march from your left ear to your right ear and then back to your left ear. And it indicates the movement of time, as I've mentioned previously. The ding you just heard is, you'll get this sound on a unit that has a note attached. I won't go into that at the moment, but you can add notes to units. So if you want to remember why you've got a unit in a certain place at a certain time, this may help. Okay, when your unit or your city is attacked and it's destroyed, you'll hear that sound. Now, if you hear that same sound but it's much quieter, that means it's just sustained damage. So it's not totally destroyed yet. Now, this sound occurs when you've destroyed an enemy unit or taken over an enemy city or taken over a free city. Again, if the sound is quieter, you've just caused damage to the enemy. You didn't destroy them yet.
Sound indicates an enemy unit.
When you move the cursor over an enemy unit, that's the sound you'll hear. That sound indicates that you've just tried to do an operation that was illegal. That little sound, when you go into a list, options lists or unit lists, or we've got several different types of lists where you can manage large amounts of data. When you exit a list, that's the sound you'll hear.
Soundscape land. Soundscape water. Soundscape major compass direction. Soundscape minor compass direction.
Okay, I gave you those four sounds in a row because the F4 key allows you to get a feel of your adjacent surroundings with sound rather than words. So you can move to a unit. Maybe the when I leave the sound reference, I'll show you that. But these sounds circle around you. They go clockwise, and it just gives you the land sound if there's land, water sound if there's water, and it tells you there's different clicks depending on whether you're at north, northeast, south, southeast. It tells the double click here.
Soundscape major compass direction.
That's the major compass, northeast, southwest.
Soundscape minor compass direction.
The minor, the lower sound, is the northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest sound directions. Okay, and that's it for the sounds. There's a few other sounds, but they're somewhat less important, and some of them are quite obvious. The sounds of ships moving, and submarines, jet planes, or fighter jets, I should say. Okay, let's get back to the game.
Escape list box, sound reference, the movement item, press the arrow keys. Escape, time of conflict, dash register, the David Greenwood dialogue, the navigate news tab. Land at 77. Your city of Porterbrook at 76, 20, contains one infantry, will produce an infantry in 5 moves. Location, land in Newfoundland, 30 seconds.
Okay, this corner brook is totally surrounded by land, so you're not going to hear any water, but let's just listen to what
20
we have.
seconds. A, all land.
I'm pressing the F4 key.
F4.
Now, if you hit surround sound, that would just circle
10
around,
seconds.
surround you. Stereo, it
5,
goes from center to.
4, 3,
Let's
2,
wait till this goes by.
1. Time 81. Troop transport created at 84:55. Not in your city of capital. Name dialogue. Enter name for troop transport colon. Enter name for troop transport colon. Edit troop transport. Type of text.
Okay, what has happened is we have created a new transport in our capital city, and let's call it
type of H M S space
HMS Danger. Why not?
E-A-N-G-E-R. Time of conflict, that registered the day with Greenwood dialogue, the navigate news hat. Your troop transport HMS Danger at 84:55. Within your city of capital, idle, 2 moves remaining, location lands in 7 days. There is water from the northwest and north.
Okay, let's leave that for a minute. While we go back to Newfoundland island. Actually, while we're here, I said that I was going to name this. I've given it the land a temporary name. What?
Land at 83:55 and 10 name.
So let's give it a real name. It's very small, so I don't know. Let's make up a name. To name a land, it's shift and N. It's not on one of the 13 keystrokes, but it's, I think I can mention that this here.
Name dialogue. Would you like to name this landmass? Otherwise, the cell will be named. Yes button to activate. Press space R. Alt plus Y.
You can name just one cell or the whole landmass. So let's name the whole landmass. I'll say yes.
Name dialogue. Name this landmass colon. Name this landmass colon. Edit. Send name. Type of text.
Let's call it
D-A-V-I-D-S space I-S-L-A-N-D.
David's Island.
Enter time of conflict dash register the David Greenwood dialogue, the navigate news tab. L, your city of capital at 84:55. Contains one troop transport. Will produce a troop transport in 30 moves. Location land to David's Island.
Okay, what I'm going to do now is pause the game and move the game along maybe an hour or two to where we encounter enemy. I've tackled all the keystrokes that I wanted to, the basic 13 or 14 keystrokes. I've even added a few new keystrokes, more advanced keystrokes. I think we need to encounter some enemy to get for you to give get an idea of what it's like to to fight a battle. So let's move on here, and I'm going to pause. Okay, I've built a little bit more. We've got a destroyer now. We have two troop transports, and a few infantry, and an armored unit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send the destroyer and the two troop transports, which are all located along with the infantry and armor in the city of St. John's. It's on the west coast of Newfoundland. And we're going to send it all west because I'm sure the enemy's there. So the first unit is the destroyer. The destroyer goes faster, which is good because he can check for submarines and so forth in the waters. But what we may have wanted to do, and I'd rather not do it at this point, is create a convoy. And that works quite well. But let's just send these all west in one group. So the current unit is...
Your troop transport HMS Major at 69-19, within your city of...
Okay, let's... Now, to send something in a certain direction, it's the direction key holding down the shift key. So shift J would send this troop transport west.
J, direction set for your troop transport HMS Major. Select size of load dialog. Enter the number of infantry you would like your troop transport HMS Major to take from your city of St. John's at 69-19. Enter the number of infantry you would like your troop transport HMS Major to take from your city of St. John's at 69-19. Edit 6. Type of text.
Okay, it's 6 units. That it can hold, so let's load it up.
Enter. Time of conflict dash registered the day with Greenwood dialogue. The navigate news tab. Your destroyer HMS Laser at 69-19. Within your city of St. John's, idle 3 moves remaining. Location land in Newfoundland. Your infantry to the east and your troop transport HMS Major to the west. There is water from the southwest to west. J, direction set for your destroyer HMS Laser. 3 moves left. Blocked by your troop transport. Your infantry to the east and your troop transport HMS Major to the west. There is water from the southwest to west.
Okay, we've moved the destroyer, but unfortunately it's blocked by the troop transport, so I'm going to manually move it just northwest of the troop transport. If I look around...
Hey, your infantry to the east and your troop transport HMS Major to the west. There is water from the southwest to west.
So I might as well move it northwest.
Control you, attack dialog. Are you sure you want to ground your vessel? Yes button to activate. Press it. Time of conflict dash registered the day with Greenwood dialog. To navigate, use tab.
Well, that doesn't work. There seems to be land there. Let's see what else there is. I'm going to use that F4 key to analyze what is around me.
F4.
So it sounds like there's water directly west.
J, your troop transport HMS Danger at 68, I land at 68, 20 in combat, your troop transport water at 68, 18 in Atlantic Ocean, I, your troop, L, your city of ST Johns at 69-19.
Okay, I just moved around just to look around, and looks like there's water to the southwest. So I'm going to hit Control.
K, your destroyer HMS Laser.
Control M for southwest, and it'll move the unit one cell only. And then, since we programmed a shift west already, or shift J, it's going to pick up that direction again once we've moved around the obstacle.
Control F, your armor at 69-19. Within your city of ST Johns, idle 2 moves remaining. Location land in Newfoundland. Your infantry to the east and your troop transport HMS Danger to the west. There is land from the northwest to south. One unit has been set to sentry. Your troop transport HMS Intrepid at 69-19. Within your city of ST Johns, idle 2 move remaining. Location land in Newfoundland. Your infantry to the east and your troop transport HMS Danger to the west. There is water from the southwest to west.
Okay, again, I'm going to be blocked here. So I'm going to hit shift west on this other troop transport that's in the city.
J, direction set for your troop transport HMS Intrepid. 2 move left. Blocked by your troop transport. Your infantry to the east and your troop transport HMS Danger to the west. There is water from the southwest to west.
Okay, and let's get around that troop transport again by going southwest. Control M.
Control M. Select size of load dialog. Enter the number of infantry you would like your troop transport HMS Intrepid to take from your city of ST Johns at 69-19. Enter the number of infantry you would like your troop transport HMS Intrepid to take from your city of ST Johns at 69-19. Edit 1. Type of text.
Oh, it looks like we've only got one unit there, so we'll take that.
Enter. Select size of load dialog. Enter the number of armor you would like your troop transport HMS Intrepid to take from your city of ST Johns at 69.19. Enter the number of armor you would like your troop transport HMS Intrepid to take from your city of ST Johns at 69.19. Edit 1. Type of text.
Okay, we've got one armored unit as well, so that's good. It's only a half load, but let's take this armored unit.
Enter time of conflict and register the data screen with dialogue to navigate new tab. Time 107. Your troop transport HMS Intrepid at 67.18. Contains 1 infantry, 1 armor moving west. 2 move remaining. Location water in the Atlantic Ocean. Blocked by 1 of your units. Your troop transport HMS Danger to the northeast and your destroyer HMS Laser to the west. All water.
I'm going to just go just southwest of the destroyer.
And go in. Time 108. Time 109. Time 110.
Now these...
Time 111. Troop transport created at 84. 55 down in your city of capital. Name dialogue. Enter name for troop transport colon. Enter name for troop transport colon. Edit troop transport. Type of text.
I think I'm going to stop here. I've covered everything I wanted to in this basic tutorial. The next section will cover working with lists, working with memory, and other advanced commands. I hope this has helped.